The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago has decided to postpone the $804 million bond sale it planned for next week. City officials say they will wait for a more opportune time. Returning guest Robert Kane is CEO of BondView.com in New York. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Good to be here.
What's the backstory here?
Yeah, the backstory is that I think it's a smart decision to postpone and wait for a better rate. I mean, the good analogy is if I was going to refinance my mortgage, I'd want to shoot for the lowest rate I could get within reason. And I think the same thing is going on here. But what's happening is there's some external pressures that are forcing the interest rate that Chicago would have to pay to the public, forcing that rate higher.
And the reason is that because of Chicago's financial situation?
Well, you know, I tell you, it's there are a lot of moving parts here. And part of it is Chicago's financial situation. But, you know, what Chicago does get some emphasis, as does California and New York, where I'm from, about having budget deficits and pension liabilities and, you know, how are we going to meet next year's budget. I don't think they're alone in that. So, you know, there are some other factors as well, that there was a $600 billion Fed stimulus that was put in place yesterday that also causes the rates that Chicago would pay to be higher.
So, in other words, the quantitative easing basically affects the municipal bond market as well as it affects the corporate bond market.
It does, because all of the rates are based on spreads to the treasuries. In other words, the interest rates that I would receive if I were to buy a bond is based on how the treasuries are doing. So it underlies everything, Sherman.
What is the outlook for munis as an investment vehicle, Bob?
Right. Well, I tell you, it's a tale of two cities. You know, munis are the last great tax shelter available, but yet underlying that is the concern that munis are safe. And our opinion is that the credit rating agencies have really lost their credibility. You know, the rating system is has become too powerful. You know, not only do they have an effect on Chicago, they have an effect on nations in some cases. And their own credibility has been brought into question in the last couple of years. So the market is looking for alternative ways to evaluate what bonds should be rated at.
I have the iShares S&P National Municipal Bond Fund chart up on my screen, which has been climbing steadily since the start of the year, though it's leveled off from August to about currently fairly flat. Is this trend likely to continue? Or, I mean, how should an investor look at approaching municipal bonds as a universe?
Carefully. I think that's the MUB is the symbol on that index. And, there's some concern about whether there's a muni bond bubble, or is it really the fundamental demand is truly there because, as I said, the tax-free status that many individuals receive is the last great tax shelter. And as well, the coming tax increases that at least prior to last week we're all very concerned about, people really piling into muni bonds.
Is it possible that a municipality would be bankrupt and that investors would lose their investments there?
Well, Chris, it's possible but unlikely. Statistically, there are only 0.3% of all muni bonds have ever had that status of either bankrupt or defaulted. And so if you stay with safe sector bonds, which are general obligation and revenue bonds or tax bonds, and you stay away from things like retirement homes or land development, which are non-safe sector bonds, you'll probably be okay. And you know, another point is that there's this notion of headline risk, which is whether some folks in the media are building up or the risk of default relative to the reality. And generally, the experts seem to believe that the chance of default is very, very low.
Bob, thanks for being with us today. Appreciate the insight.
Robert
Kane, CEO of BondView.com in New York. And remember, if you get a yield that's maybe 4% or 5% on a muni, and if you're at 29% bracket, that's worth almost one-third more. And the higher your bracket, the better it is.